Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Yudeis, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Medeis, on the third line, Rabbi Masa Brishis Bishnaim. Rabbi Masa Brishis Bishnaim, the Mishnah said, and one should not expound Masa Brishis, the creation of the world, with two people. Rabbi Abba Bishem of Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akivihi, Ram Kabi Shmol, Doshin Uvda. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that this is like Rabbi Akiva, who forbids discussing Arias with three Talmidim, and he's more stringent about the creation of the world. Now, according to Rabbi Shmol, we expound Masa Brishis with two. In Madhu Rabbi Yehuda, Papazi, Yosef Dosh Betrila, Hayoilam, Mayim, Bemayim, Hada Omma, Halacha Kabi Shmol. And that which Rabbi Yehuda Papazi sat and expounded in the beginning, the world was water on water. This shows that the halacha follows Rabbi Yishmael. Dosh Rabbi Yehuda Papazi, Betrila Hayoilam, Mayim, Bemayim, Matama, Bruch, Elokim, Rachefes, Alpnei, Hamayim. That Rabbi Yehuda Bapazi said at the beginning the world was water on water, meaning totally liquid because it was very hot. And the source is the Pasuk in Bereshis Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, and the spirit of Elohim was floating upon the water. Chazav Vasai Sheleg Mashlich Kacho Kavitim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into snow, means he cooled it down, and the outside solidified somewhat. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, he throws his ice like crumbs. Chazav Vasai Eretz Ki Lesheleg Yerma Havi Eretz Va'aretz Emedes Amayim Leroika Ha'aretz Al Amayim. He returned and made it land, being totally solid, as the Pasuk says in Eoiv, in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Vav. He says to the snow, be upon the earth, and the land stands on the lower water, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Vav Pasuk Vav. He who spreads the earth over the water. Amayim omdim al hoim yomdim mayim, ahoim omdim al ruach, ki ne yotze hoim uvoy ruach. The water stands on mountains, as the Pasuk says there in Tehillim Kuf, Dalet Pasuk Vav, upon the mountains he stands the water, and the mountains stand on wind, as the Pasuk says in Amos, Dalet Pasuk Gimel, because he creates mountains and he forms mountains and creates wind. Ruach Kaluya B'Sa'ara, Ruach Sa'ara Oysa Dvari, B'Sa'ara Asaha Kadosh Baruch Hu Kamin Kamiya, V'Tuluya B'Zoyai, Shunema Amitacha Zoyois Oilam. The wind depends on a storm, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, Pasuk Ches, a storm wind performing his word. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a storm like an amulet hanging from his hand. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chof Zayin. It's translated here as, and the world is under his arm. Ine Yotze Harim, Vegeimer Ze'echad Me'shisha, Me'kriyos Shehayak, Rebbe Kriya Oysam U'Boicha. The phrase in the Pasuk that we quoted, Ine Yotze Harim, because behold, he forms the mountains, is one of the six psukim that Rebbe would read and cry, as I'll explain. Bikshu es Hashem kol anvei ha'aretz v'geimeh, sinu rav v'ayv atoy v'geimeh, yitain ba'ofa piyu v'geimeh. The second pasuk that he cried over is the pasuk in Sanya Peg, base pasuk Gimel. Seek Hashem, all you humble of the earth. One pursues righteous judgment and seeks humility, and perhaps you'll be spared on the day of Hashem's anger. Also, the next psukim express a doubt about the fate of people even though they have great attributes. And that's the Pasuk in Amos, hate evil and love good, etc. And the Pasuk in Eicha, Pergim, Pasuk of Tess, let him put his mouth into the dust, etc. Ki eskol ha-ma'aseh v'geimeh. This Pasuk in Kehelet, Pergim, Pasuk Yudalet means for every deed Hashem will bring to judgment, etc. What is every hidden thing, whether good or bad? I mean, judgment will be on all actions, even what is hidden, meaning a person did b'shogeg inadvertently. And Another pasuk that we quote from is in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Vav. Shmuel said to Shaul, "Why did you anger me? And you had no way to anger your creator except for me that you conjured me up from death and made me your idolatry. Don't you know that just like they punish the one who worships, they punish the one who is worshipped?" Not only this, but I thought it was the day of judgment, and I feared. Rabbi John Kavachim, Ma'im Shmuel, Rabban Shon Nevi'im, Shukosavoy, Ve'yeda Kolisar, Midan Ve'ad Be'er Sheva, Ve'yme Nisya'a Mi'im Adin, Anu Alachas Kam Vachama. Kavachim, if Shmuel, the Rabban of Nevi'im, it says about him in Shmuel Aleph Perek Gimel Pasuk Chof, and all he saw from Dan until Be'er Sheva knew that Shmuel was the Navi of Hashem, and nevertheless he feared the day of judgment, how much more so must we? V'adin ki yinei yoytze ha'oim uve ruach v'geime, afilu dvarim she'ein bahem chet nechtovim la'adam al pinkasei. And the original pasuk that we bought, he forms mountains and creates wind, etc., Rebbe cried, because even matters without sin are written for a man on his ledger, means even unnecessary frivolous conversation that one has with his wife before intimacy. And do they tell a man, do they judge him for air that comes out from his mouth, means what he intends to say but did not actually say? Haggai b'shem Rebbe Yaivetz, Haggai, quoting Rabbi Yaivetz, answered yes. And again, quotes from this pasuk, Hashem formed mountains and created winds. Hashem creates even from mere breath, means he recalls what one intended to say. Haggai, b'shem Rabbi Yaivetz, Elain, Tziporai, Toyu, Choshech, Rafela. Haggai, quoting Rabbi Yaivetz, said, and the pasuk there continues, Oise Shachar, Eifa, means Shachar is morning and Eifer is void, darkness and thick darkness. Since Hashem makes light out of darkness, one must fear his judgment greatly. Yudah, Barpazi, Vashem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Adrinus, Shal, La'akila, Sager, Pushtin, Asen, Amrin, Dehain, Alma, Kayim, Alucha, Amalei, Min, Hain, At, Maida, Shefeli. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, said that Adrianus the Caesar asked Achilles the convert, "Is it true that what you say that the world stands on wind?" And he said, "Yes." Adrianus said, "How can you show me?" Amalei Aisili Hoganin Aisili Hoganin at Uninun to Uninhoin Akimun Va'albaun Nistoin V'chankun Amalei Helicha Akimun. Achilles asked to bring small camels, and he did. Achilles loaded them with heavy burdens and made them stand and crouch until they choked from the lack of breath. He told Adrianus, "Stand them up." Amalei min techanakton, amalei klum chasaltonon leruha hi nachmin hoin. Adrianus said, "After you choked them, can I lift them up?" And Achilles said, "I moved only their ruach from them, their wind from them. Just like animals stand on wind, you should know that also the land stands on wind."